I'm Jack Lessenberry. You don't have to be that much of an old-timer to remember that August night, 20 years ago this summer, when President Bill Clinton addressed the nation and admitted that he'd engaged in behavior with Monica Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. Congressman Dave Bonier, then the House Minority Whip, had just loaded up his Chrysler van back in Macomb County and was starting to drive back to Washington when his primitive, clunky car phone rang. A labor leader told him the news and also that at least one top member of the House Democratic leadership was suggesting they abandon the president. Bonier, the second most powerful Democrat in Congress, wasn't Clinton's biggest fan. Indeed, he'd lost the position of majority whip in 1994 when, because of the president's political blunders, Republicans took control of the House for the first time in 40 years. But, as he later told me, he knew that failing to support the president would lead to turmoil and massive Democratic losses in that fall's elections. He also felt that while Clinton's misbehavior showed terrible judgment, it certainly wasn't grounds for his impeachment. So, while his wife Judy drove for 10 hours, Bonier wrestled with his primitive mobile phone and eventually reached about 70 members, heard them vent, and in the end, firmed up most of their support. It wasn't public at the time, but the congressman who used to call himself the East Side Kid may well have saved Clinton's presidency. In the end, Democrats actually gained seats in the midterm elections, and Republicans never came close to having Clinton removed. That story and lots of others are in Bonier's new book, Whip, Leading the Progressive Battle During the Rise of the Right, published by City Point Press. Bonier, a trim and vigorous 72, was back in Michigan this week to promote his book. Typically, he's donating whatever profits the book makes to a charity, the Mikvah Challenge, which encourages high school kids and teachers to become involved in the political process. The author, who grew up in Detroit and Hamtramck before his family moved to Macomb, has found politics in recent years frustrating, but has no intention of giving up. His time in elected office ended prematurely 15 years ago. Michigan lost a seat in Congress after the 2000 census. Bonier, who'd held a tough swing seat for a quarter century, found his district carved into fragments. By that point, he told me, he was tired of constantly having to raise $1 million a year in campaign funds just to keep his job. So, he came back to Michigan and ran for governor. But it was Jennifer Granholm's year. Ironically, 4 years before, Bonier had intervened to persuade labor she'd be an acceptable candidate for attorney general. Today, after a time as a professor and labor organizer, he helps his son run a restaurant in Washington. Though he's been disappointed by both allies and enemies, Bonier has a remarkable talent for not being bitter. When you think about it, a lot of life rests upon showing up and, if you'll forgive me, hanging in there, he concludes. I thought his book was fascinating, and I'm not convinced his time of service to his fellow citizens was really done.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.